The mothers soon got wise to this, and the nurses disappeared, only to be replaced by the policeman, this time offering flyers filled with tips on how to keep babies safe from the illness. The flyers were tempting, but by now the mothers were wary and simply began avoiding the playgrounds altogether, walking with their babies only on the streets in front of their homes and darting inside at the first sign of trouble. Hiding would do you little good, however, the day the black car with the lacquered doors stopped at your house. Most nice days, at least until the start of that summer, Dora Salk made it a point to be outside early, promenading her 20-month-old son Jonas before the day grew too warm. Dora was not the most popular mother on the block, perhaps because she was too good a mother, or at least that's how she saw it. Her house would be cleaned by early morning, and by 9 a.m., she and Jonas would be taking their constitutional. As the other mothers emerged at 10 or 11 or even later, their less fresh, less plump toddlers in tow, Dora would have nothing but cordial words for them. But it seemed a cordiality bred out of a belief that her day was being better, more profitably spent. Dora was always the first on the block to get her washing in, her shopping done, and her errands run. And when the other ladies' husbands would come home in the evenings and they would hurry off to finish preparing dinner, Dora would make a bit of a show of ambling home slowly. "All the rushing for supper," she'd say. "Mine is finished and warming." Such days spent on 106th Street were decidedly more relaxed before the black cars started showing up. When they did, things always played out the same way. Each mother would stiffen as the driver approached her address, and then go weak in relief as he passed. Finally, the car would slow in front of one door and the doctor would get out. If he got out alone, that was considered a good sign. Mothers did not surrender their sick babies easily, often kicking and cursing the city physicians as soon as they arrived. Things typically went a bit smoother if a social worker came along, since the mothers seemed more...